Leviticus chapter 20. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Tell the Israelites, any Israelite or foreigner who lives in Israel, who gives any of his children to Moloch, must be put to death. The people of the land must stone him. I also will set my face against that man and will cut him off from among his people, because he has given his children to Moloch, defiling my sanctuary and profaning my holy name. If the people of the land should hide their eyes, ignoring that man, when he gives his children to Moloch, and not put him to death, then I myself will set my face against that man and his family, and I will cut off from among their people both him and all who prostitute themselves after him, playing the prostitute by worshipping Moloch. Any person who turns to mediums or consulting spirits of the dead, prostituting themselves after them, I will set my face against that person and will cut him off from among his people. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord who makes you holy. Anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. The one who has cursed his father or his mother, his blood guilt shall be on himself. If a man commits adultery with another man's wife, even with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and adulteress must be put to death. If a man has sexual relations with his father's wife, he has exposed his father's nakedness. Both of them must be put to death. Their blood guilt shall be on themselves. If a man has sexual relations with his daughter-in-law, both of them must be put to death. They have committed a perversion. Their blood guilt shall be on themselves. If a man has sexual relations with another man, as with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act. They must be put to death. Their blood guilt shall be on themselves. If a man marries a woman and her mother, it is wicked. Both the man and woman must be burned with fire, so that there is no wickedness among you. If a man has sexual relations with an animal, he must be put to death, and you must kill the animal. If a woman approaches any animal for sexual relations, you must kill the woman and the animal. They shall surely be put to death, for their blood guilt shall be on themselves. If a man marries his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and they have sexual relations, it is a shameful disgrace. They must be cut off in the sight of the children of the people. He has exposed his sister's nakedness. He shall bear his punishment. If a man has sexual relations with a menstruating woman and shall uncover her nakedness, he has laid bare her flow of blood, and she has exposed her flow of blood. Both of them shall be cut off from among their people. Do not have sexual relations with your mother's sister or your father's sister, for that would expose his close relative. They shall bear their own punishment. If a man has sexual relations with his uncle's wife, he has exposed his uncle's nakedness. They shall be responsible for their sin. They will die childless. If a man marries his brother's wife, it is an impurity. He has exposed his brother's nakedness. They will be childless. You must keep all my statutes and all my regulations, and do them, that the land where I am bringing you to live not vomit you out. You must not walk in the customs of the nation that I am driving out before you, because they did all these things, I abhorred them. But I said to you, you will inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, who has separated you from other peoples. Therefore, you must make a distinction between the clean animal and the unclean, between the unclean bird and the clean. You must not make yourselves detestable by means of any animal, bird, or anything that creeps on the ground. I have separated them from you as unclean. You shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have set you apart from the other peoples, that you should be mine. A man or a woman who is a medium or consults with spirits of the dead must be put to death. They must stone them. Their blood guilt will be on themselves.